It's that time of year again, where we start selecting bulls for this year's breeding season. Selecting the right bull for your herd's management system is pivotal in adding value and production to your herd. Some tools that we can use to better help us make an educated decision are the expected progeny differences, or EPDs. A bull's EPD for a trait is a more accurate estimate of his genetic worth than his weight or ratios, as they include the genetic information from his relatives as well as himself. Breeders who are involved in their breed's performance program should have birth, weaning, and yearling weight EPDs available on yearling bulls. Weight EPDs are expressed in pounds of calf. For example, if bull A has a weaning weight EPD of 45 and bull B has a weaning weight EPD of 35, the calves produced by bull A are expected to weigh on average 10 pounds more at weaning than those of bull B, assuming cows bred were comparable. Calving ease is also an important trait. Sometimes when talking to producers, I hear them stressing calving ease and low birth weight. Birth weight is an indicator trait for calving ease, but you don't get paid for those light birth weight calves. You get paid in not having to invest your time and money in pulling calves. A low birth weight EPD is extremely important when a bull is going to be used on heifers. However, avoid putting too much downward pressure on birth weight, especially if the bull will be breeding cows. Many times we can purchase a bull with average or better calving ease for cows at a discounted price to heifer bulls. In addition, by only selecting for low birth weights, we will have a negative effect on the growth of the offspring because birth weight and yearling weights are correlated. We can also use appropriate multiple trait selection indexes. Wean calf value, or dollars W, is a dollar value used by the Angus breed. It is an index that is designed for cattlemen that primarily sell calves at weaning and retain replacement heifers. Lower birth weight, heavier weaning weight, and lower mature cow size are desirable factors of the weaned calf value index. Milk production is weighted both positively and negatively as it directly impacts calf weaning weights, but also increases cow maintenance requirements. Beef value, or dollars B, is a terminal index that is great for cattlemen not keeping replacement females, but are going to put cattle back on the feedlot and sell them on the grid. It is really easy to get caught up in the data, but remember, these bulls need to be built correctly with sound feet and legs so that they can be functional out on pasture. We also need to require that the bull pass a breeding soundness exam a maximum of 1 month prior to putting him to work. I additionally have many conversations with cattle producers regarding the value of a bull. More often than not, the lowest priced bull is seldom the best valued. Set a budget, but understand it is often hard to find everything you are looking for. Bulls with the traits you are seeking can add value to your herd in a hurry. They can add far more value than any single cow can. The bull you buy this year will impact your herd for the next 5 years with his calves, but his daughters will impact your herd for the next 20. This is Amanda Kaufman from UW Extension, Ag Educator.